out to an orphan calf or an orphan lamb or an orphan horse with a term for that?
I don't think I ever had one.
Bum lamb.
Bum lamb, of course.
Bum calf. Yeah.
Bum, I suppose. Okay.
Huh, that's interesting.
Could be a bum calf. You bet it could.
And now, this is sort of an interesting part. I need terms for animal excrement. What would you call what a cow would leave behind?
Well, I used to play a little game when I was a young feller.
Okay.
We'd cut the calves off and we'd wean them. Uh-huh. And we'd run them separate in the winter from the cows, see? And we'd feed them separate. And after you'd fed those calves a while, they'd gentle down. And when you first weaned them, they were quite wild. I mean, you know, you couldn't get too close to them without they'd run. But after you fed them a while, they'd start gentling down and run them in a different pasture. And I'd always have to go up there and gather them and bring them down the corral. We feed them in bunks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, it was a daily occurrence. And these little old calves, you know, when they'd take a crap, why, in the winter, they'd freeze, just like a rock, you know. And I'd be trailing these old calves down the road, an old two-track road. I'd be trailing them home and leading my horse, you know, to keep warm. And it was actually fun, you know. There'd be a little old frozen chunk of bed there, and you'd kick it. And you'd try to kick it up there to where it'd hit a calf, you know. And you can't imagine how cute that was sometimes. They'd just get to rolling, you know, on the frozen ground and roll up beside a calf, and they'd look at it, and then they'd just kick with both hind feet. They got to where they enjoyed it too, I think. In this game, I call it kicking the turd. So I guess that's the answer to your question. I think we called them turds.
Okay, for horses? Was there a term for what horses?
Well, same thing.
Okay, how about for sheep?
Never was around sheep much.
Okay. Pigs, same story there?
Same story.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great.
Kicking the turd.
Okay. Let me see if I forgot one. No. I guess that's it. On wild animals, what would they call a wild horse?
I'd just say wild horse.
Okay, have you ever heard the term broomtail, or is that?
Well, yeah, that wouldn't necessarily have to be a wild horse. Broomtail was a horse, you know, that if you don't trim a horse's tail, it gets quite long.
Oh, I see.
And some of these old honyockers, they'd just grab this old horse's tail, see, and they'd slide it down wherever they wanted the tail to quit, and they'd just cut it off. And it would be just square on the end, just like a broom. And that's where the term comes from. That's a broom tail.
I see. That's interesting. And what about, maybe you could tell me about some animals, small animals you might find out on the prairie or the plain.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind to me is prairie dogs.
Okay. And what do they live in?
Well, they just live in burrows in towns. They just start a little settlement, and then if you don't head them off, they just keep just spreading.
Are there other animals that are similar in size, or?
Well, I expect we can get down to rabbits.
Okay.
Cottontails, jack rabbits.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Are you familiar with the term, or what would a gopher be? Do they have those here?
Well. Yeah, there's gophers here, but I think you'd find them more apt to be in wetter country or farming country or fields. They like fields, don't they?
And about how long is a gopher, the kind of gopher you'd be familiar with?
Well, I'm not really familiar with any kind of a gopher, but you'd be looking at